Why did the Rambam pick Megillah and Erev as examples? It's a Pella B'chal because, as it happens, the Gemara learns out from Chanukah Gufa and the Limbo, which that the Achronim asked. But I'm asking a different question. Why does he say, you know, you have to make a bracha on the Rabbanans like you make Aha Megillah V'Aha Erev? What's up is these three? And I don't even have a teretz yet, but I'll show you several other Rambams, and you'll see a theme which you have to figure out. You don't have a Frankel here?
Would you rather Frankel?
It skips the Hagdama, the things you have to have.
Zman?
No.
Hamada?
Hamada. Thank you. After the Rambam brings all the Lavin, essays in Lavin, this is all Lashna Rambam. It's a famous piece of his job goes on. Elohim Shesh Meyas Shlesh Mitzvah Shnei Mumash Mitzinako Same Prat Same Vidig Dukeyim. And he gives you a list of the Rabbanims. Kigoyim Mikra Megillah Ner Chanukah Tainus Tishua of Yadayim Be'erven. These are examples of the Rabbanims. And then the Rambam says, but you have to know the difference between the Rabbanims and the and the Arises, because if a person is going to say, Avo im haisifu bezn im navi shahoya b'oises man mitzvah derech takano ahero derech zera ein zet tesefes. That's not a tesefes because they're saying it's a rabbanim. Shari le umru shakosh baruch hu tziva lasais. They didn't say the Eibishter commanded to say to make. Lasseis Erev, Oilikris Megillah by Nasa. What are his two examples? Erev and Megillah. Notice that in Hilchus Chanukah, it's Hilchus Megillah first and then Erev, and here it's Hilchus Erev and then Megillah. But again, what are his two examples? Those two. I still don't know why, and I'm not going to know after I tell you the third Rambam. But that there's something to it, there's no question to any serious person that learns Rambam. Right? Okay. Now, in Hilchus Brachos, so we have two Rambams now, where those are the two examples. Okay? Now we'll go to Hilchus Brachos. And Hilchus Brachos, and Perek Yud Aleph. Halacha Beis. Halacha Gimel. Chen Yesh, Kol Mitzvah Shem Yidivrei Seifrim, Bein Shehu Choyva Midivreim. There's two types of Rabbanans, Choyvas and Rishus. What's your two examples of chayva? Kigayin mikra megillah. Several examples. Hadlakas ner Shabbos, hadlakas ner Chanukah. Which is the first one that he picks in chayva as an example? Megillah. Bein mitzvah shein chayva kigayin eruv v'netilas yadayim. So clearly, the Rambam is picking on these two because there's two types of the Rabbanans, which are divrei seifrim, one's only if you want to do it, right? And his prime example is Megillah and Erev. There's got to be a reason why I picked those two.
Which Erev is it?
He doesn't say.
All three?
He doesn't say. He just says Erev, which is a good question. Okay, now, the Seder in each place is Mechuvim. Because in Hilchos Chanukah, when the Rambam was coming to tell me there's a chiyuv to say hallo on Chanukah, it's like the chiyuv to say to Megillah, which is a chiyuv. Therefore, he puts that before Erev. In the Hagdama, when he talks about it, it'll be about twice if we say he came from the Eberster, he's going to pick Erev first because Erev was Tachan Shleima, which is predates Megillah. Here, when he talks about Chayv and Rishus, he's going to pick Erev first, right? And then, he's going to pick Megillah first and then Erev because Chayv comes before Rishus. So you see, even his Seder in each place is Mechuvim. When I'm throwing out to the Olam, that I haven't printed this yet, that sentence holding about Akasha and ending my third Sefer, Mitz Hashem, is why did he pick these two? Which I still don't know. I'm open to what's called. But any serious person would have to say there's got to be a reason why the Rambam did this. But he didn't bring these three examples in three places without a Mechuvim. No? Now what the Mechuvim is, Vesef Nisht.
Why did he mention
Erev by Megillah? Meaning, he's trying to say is that there's such a thing as a bracha on all types of rabbanans. Mm-hmm. It's a good question. What do you have to say it for? It's a fair question too. In Chanami, that's a fair question. I'm jumping around just to show you different things that I've been working on lately. This is not. Stuff I'm showing you now is not printed. Mrs. Sese Perik Yudalin Halocha Aleph Hilchos Abel. Mitzvah Sese Shel Devrayim Levakro Chelam Lenachem Avelim Hoitzi Ameis. How many Mitzvah Sese Shel Devrayim are there in the Rambam? Would you guess? That he says this lashon Mitzvah Sese Shel Devrayim. You know how many? One. Mitzvah Midivrayim, but Mrs. Sese Shel Devrayim he will not say in any other place. It says Mitzvah Midivrayim, but not Mrs. Esther Shel Devrayim. One place, of us. Because if you look at the end of the halacha, the Rambam says, what are these Mrs. Esther Shel Devrayim? B'yichayel Nachem Aveilim Haitzeh Ameis Hachem Sekal, etc. Right? Afo B'yichul Mitzvah Eilu Midivrayim, Harim B'chal V'hafta Re'echa K'moicha. V'bal, these are the Rabbanan D'ketakonis that are to do a D'araisa D'gedin. Mel, it's the only place he says mitzvah sasei shel divrayim. And he wouldn't say mitzvah sasei shel divrayim on any rabbanon. He'd say mitzvah midivrayim. Right? In the Hagdamah to in the Kesser of in the Kesser of the Rambam by Chanukah and Megillah, right? Which is all Lashon HaRambam, of course. Then the Rambam says, Yesh b'chol shtei mitzvah say midivrei seferim. He'll call them divrei seferim, veinim and aminyan. But to say the Lashon of mitzvah say shel divreihem, it's mitzvah midivrayim, he'll say. Mitzvah say shel divrayim, he only says here, because it's the rabbanans that are connected to the Raisa. You see how mechuvin his lashon is. Pass me a chumash, please, that has a targum here. Now, in the next halach, the Rambam says, Schar halavayim rub min akov, hu hachayk, shechaka koi avram avinu, v'derech hacheset shenog boy. For levaya, that's perek yudal halacha beis. Chayk shechokak Avram Avinu? Is there no logic behind? Is there no logic behind the mitzvah of levaya? Why does he use that lashon? There's only one other chayk shechokak at the end of Hilchos Me'ila. Why did the Rambam pick over here the lashon who al chayk shechokak Avram Avinu v'derech hacheset shenog bo? Right. What's that, this? In Parshas, in Perkut Ches, in Achremais, steht in Pasik. Aber ich habe mit mir schon gekriegt, gemacht jetzt zusammen, ich schaffe mir das Sassen, gemacht jetzt ein Kanal, ich habe mir jetzt schon mal das Sassu, und ich habe kein Seem, wo ich sie leichu. Okay? Next Pasik, es ist mit Spatai, Tassu, was ich habe kein Seem, wo ich sie leichu. So the word chukka is used in chukka seem lo yisei leichu. And the next pasuk is mishpatai tasu ves chukai say tishmeru. Now listen to the targum. And pasuk gimel, ka'ev de amba da arim tshayim de yisasun dogos savnu, ka'ev de amba da arim tshayim de savnu, ubinimu sehen lo yisei leichu. When it's talking about still by goyim, for some reason, calls it a nimus. In the next pasuk, as mishpatei tasu es chukaisai tishmeru, the same lashon chuka, yos dinoyai tavdim v'yos kayomai titrun. It's called kayomai, not nimusehen. Chayt shechokak Avram was a nimus. So he's hopping on to the targum's lashon of chayk. You hear? Which the Targum says is enimus. But in the other place, only place he talks about chayk shechokak is by, over there, is talking about in Me'ilah, that's a different type of chayk. See, so now you have to know pshat in the Targum itself, why the Targum holds that same way Seilechu is nimus, then nimusim and chayk is kayomai. That's a good question for the Targum. But he didn't pick Chay Shechok and Gavron. In other words, it's like Chok Teiches. It's Smachta Roshim, Davzan Azach. But what is their Chay? Their Chay is Animus. See, if the Ram said such a lush. We're close enough to Purim that I can share with you something in Hilchus Megillah that I was aimed on recently, which I believe is really also fascinating. Look the Rambam, a famous Rambam. Ketzad Chayvas Zu De Zu. There's no Ketzad Chayvas anywhere in the whole Yad except for here. There's Ketzads and there's Chayvas. There's no Ketzad Chayvas in the whole Yad. The Sepas. So Yechol Basar. Basar comes first. Yisak and Suda in the Basar and then the Suda. Why not Suda and then Basar? Right? You don't find that either. Okay, this is Ketzer Chayvasud Zev. V'chein, Chayvon Meshloach Shnei Manis, Boser, or Shnei Mini Tavsho, Shenemar Meshloach Manis Yishlu Ve'yehu. Why do you give Shalach Manis? Shenemar Meshloach Manis Yishlu. By Suda, which the Gemara learns out, from Yemei Mishte V'Simcha, he doesn't say Shenemar Yemei Mishte V'Simcha. The next mitzvah, V'chom Marbe, right? V'chai V'chalka Aniyim Yem Purmein Paisim Aniyim, etc. Right? Matanis V'Yenim, right? And there he says Shenemar O'Matanis O'Mini Tavshu Shenemar O'Matanis V'Yenim. So he says by Matanis Dev Yoinim and by Shalach Manu Shenemar. But there he doesn't say Shenemar. In the halacha before, when he goes on this Mrs. Yoim, Yoim Yidal of Nekfar Mayoris, Bim Tesrov, Liyasin, Yoim Simcha Mishte, which is the Makar for the Suda, Umishlech Manu Sishreel, Matanis Dev Yoinim, brings the Pasik. But now, when he's bringing the case of Chayv Suda Zu, the Rambam doesn't bring Shenemar Mishta V'Simcha. The teretz is because when Mordechai and Esther were Kaveya the Suda, they just said, you should make Mishta V'Simcha. There was no kvias by Mordechai and Esther of what the Mishta V'Simcha should be. What Chalchmana should be, what Matana Sev Yoinim should be, was Kavua. That they made. Memela, the Rambam now has to go and say, Ketzad Chay V'Suda Zu. What does this Mishta V'Simcha mean? And why is there a machlekes that some hold you wash, some hold you don't, some hold you bust, some hold you don't, and all these things. The Chazal formulated There was no takana about lo yada by Mordechai Esther. The takana was a takana of mishta v'simcha. Yet a kenzong shenemar because that wasn't a takanas neviim. And if you look in the Gemara over there, starting with Dav Zion, the Rambam goes kesidron. First he talks about Basar, then he talks about Suda, and then he talks about Adla Yada. So he's following the Seder of the Gemara. But here he has to tell you, Kesachayva Suda Zu, Basam the Chazal Gezokt Upsetaichin, the Mishta Vesimcha, right? Kiyacha Basar, which is the first thing that the Gemara mentions. Yisak and Suda Noah, second thing, they made Suda for each other, right? That's Viter, right? But not Shenemar Mishta V'Simcha, because that wasn't part of Takanas Mordechai Esther.
What does
the
Rambam say about Kriyas Megillah, which also wasn't
scanned for
the next year?
What do you mean? The Rambam just talks about it, that you're chayev to read the Megillah. He starts it because that's Pashit. He doesn't mean the Pasik because he's Semuch on the Pasik. But over here, he's coming to touch up what the mitzvahs are. Here, he touches up the mitzvahs by telling you the dinim. So that's why this is the case of Chayv Sudazu. Chazal needed to explain to us, and he's understanding from the Gemara, what the Takanas Mishta V'Simcha was. Klar? So you see that, you know, and that's why he doesn't say Ashenemar Mishta V'Simcha, because that would mean that these things were Mordechai V'Esther, and they weren't. Masheng and the Shnei Manis and the Matanis, right? It was Mordechai V'Esther. Memela there he says Shenemar, but he's not going to come back to Shenemar over here. Klar, you see, Mamash just reading a Rambam, you see 100 times. You read it carefully. You see Mamash pshat. I'm not saying Torah here, Emes. I'm saying the Rambam's Torah. That's Emes. No, that's what you see. So I want to share with you a couple of questions. I was by Rabbi Yanko Schiff twice for 2 hours. And he you know, and went through a lot of these kashas with him. Some he agreed with me, some we fought about, but he was Garth of Frieden with the Diyukim. But I asked him the following questions. Simple questions, which I'm still working on, that the Olam can help me with. Okay? Hilcha Shluchin V'Shutfin. There's such halachas in the Rambam, correct? Aware of those halachas? Look in the Torah, there's Hilcha Shluchin separate and Hilcha Shutfin separate. Why do I put them together? I have a theory. There's Machlokes Rambam in Tur. If midiraisa, if a person is nishtata, min hatera, can the shliach give the get? The Rambam holds yeah, the Torah holds not. Chazin shows it may not be by all cases, only by certain cases, but there's a possibility at least. But let's say it's not the Teretz. According to the Rambam that holds that Ervert Azevid the Baal, Ad Kechapur Gamir Simchas Masber, that he can give the get anyhow, even though the Baal is a watchcard. Hotas Mea Sheiches Shutfin Shlichas. Like in Tur, that he's not, it's a Bazundar Halacha. Therefore, he puts it separate. Right? The Lomar Kogan, that's not the Pshat. Is there a suffix that the Rambam and Tur each had a Mechuvim? Why one put them next to each other and one put them together? Another one that everyone should have thought about. Geneva is separate from Gzela and Aveda. Why is Gzela and Aveda together instead of Geneva and Gzela? And Geneva and Gzela. So Rabbi Schiff wanted to say, because Geneva, you like the Kasha, but Geneva has Kefal and the other ones don't. I went to Shteltzu because Reb Chaim says, Mem Gimel Gonav Amanaslam Mekat, that even if he doesn't actually, he's going to give it back. It's the Maisig Neva that's there. Mashenkino, in those cases, it's the Chesaron. So Mamela, the Chesaron is by Aveda and by Gzela. But Lomar Zogman Ados Nishtab Shat. Right? But there's got to be a reason why the Rambam did it.
But the Sachmud also in Gzela Aveda.
Right, but the Sachmud also in Gzela Aveda. Right.
Gzela's more break.
What? Right. But Chatchila, one would have thought you should put Genev and Gzela together. Right? And the Rambam didn't. There's got to be a reason. Now, I have Haskalah Shetaritz on something, which, and there's probably better to it, but I don't know. But the kasha is for sure a good kasha. The Torah has halachas called Hilchas Geiris. And the Rambam has halachas called Yisuri Bia. In Yisuri Bia, there is Hilchas Geiris. But there's no Hilchas Geiris in the Rambam. So you're going to answer to me, well, because Geir is not a mitzvah. Guess what? Either Shluchim v'Shutvin is not a mitzvah, and there's four different halachas where the Rambam brings halachas that are not mitzvahs. Did you know that? Shluchim v'Shutvin.
I mean, there's no Kesser. There's no, like...
No, he says in the Kesser. It says in the Kesser that these are not mitzvahs, they're dinim. Kalim is one, right? It was a homosexual, right? Tzchiyah Matana. In Tzchiyah Matana, the Rambam does not bring a mitzvah because there is no mitzvah in Tzchiyah Matana. That's before. Shchenim. Inyan elu halachas leida din chiluk hakarkos min hashutvin. It's an inyan, nishke mitzvah. Is geiris in nishke mitzvah? It's echan inyan. But it's nishke bazunder inyan. Chavos nisht. It's a fair question. So, Haskalish Teretz, I don't think it's emes, but I'm not sure if it could be. Some people thought it was okay. Is that there's only two prakim in geiris in the Rambam. And there's nothing in the Rambam that's under three prakim. Nothing in Mishnayos is under three prakim. Right? Hilchas Tzitzis is three prakim. Chagig is three prakim. Right? Chagig in Masecht is three prakim. If Tzvi Berkowitz wanted to say that all the four things that the Rambam has, like Shechenim, is all many dinim in Mishnayos. Kalim is all Masechta. Shechenim has many things. Chiyam Atan has many things. And Shluchim V'Shutfin has many things. And there's very little in Mishnah about what's called. Whether Mishnah is Makashi, even though he says he's Lashon Mishnah, I'm not sure. But that was not a Siva. Right? So I'm open to another possibility, but there's no question that there's a reason why. The Bach has a whole shtickle in the beginning of Hilchas, and beginning of Hilchas, Ribbis. How come the Rambam puts Ribbis in Malva Veloiva and the Torah puts it in Yeridea? So, Shane Friedrich am gestalt over solche Sachen, right? Zefragen Shane Azaka, and Bach goes on such a thing. So here's a fair question to ask, right?
Also, what's
he
saying? It's not
Mishnayis? Right, but maybe Mishnayis is not enough. That's his clearing. Perhaps it's a possibility. Maybe that's not enough, and therefore he didn't do it that
the
way.
The question's on the Mishnayis now.
What?
Now the question's on the Mishnayis.
Okay, but then it's not a question on the Rambam. Right? But is it a fair question? Now, here's one. Everybody knows about Hilchas Stam, right?
Why is it in Yisuri Bia?
That's Pashit, because Kedusha is the Hafrosha Bein Yidin Tzigoyim. Right?
So maybe
you mean Shchita. No, they get Kedusha. I will show you something that we can erase again from the Kalim, I think. Listen to this. Sefer Hamishi is called Kedusha. Why? Echo ba mitzvah is all Lashon Rambam. Mitzvah shamachos asuras ubiyas asuras. Yichan amokim v'dilonim en ha'umas. V'arayis machos asuras. You know why those two? U'bishneyem nemar. The only place in the Torah says v'avlu eschem min ha'amim. Asher evdalta eschem min ha'amim is by those two parashiyas. Machos asuras and biyas asuras. Hivdilonu hamokim. That's his Lashon. Kerasi sefer zesei for Kedusha. So Kedusha has two sides. Bias Asuras, Machalos Asuras. Okay? Now, a famous Rambam that everybody knows in Hilchas Tshuva and Perek Beis Halachites. Rabbi Yankel Shif was this well from this. This one. The Rambam says, two types of Averas. You have to do Tshuva, Menom Chavera, you have to ask the guy. By Menom Mokim, you don't. Right? Just the Abishter. What are his mishalim of ben adam lamakim? Hivdilanu hamakim. Remember, kigoyin misha achal davar aser or baal bila asura. What's the shlecht shachnis and Shabbos? first step is Bias Isser and Machos Hasuris. The Bald Kedusha or Havdalah between Goyim is that, those two in Yonim, which he says, the Ivlon Hamokim, Bain Odom Lamokim is his Mishalim, go back to his Hagdama. That even a Mashal on the Rambam has a Siva. Isn't that Mishalimtik? You think it's Bechinam? No? Isn't it Klar? How could it be such a thing? Why does he have to pick these two? Feltois, Bain Odom Lamokim? No?
Why does Bain Odom Lamokim need to be specifically on the Havdalah?
Well, in other words, that's where he loses the lashon of the Hilon Hamakim. They're called Aveiros Ben Adam Lamakim. Because that's the Inyan of Kedusha. So Spitz Kedusha is those two things. So there's a certain Spitz in that the Rambam is giving those as examples. In other words, I'm saying, why did he pick those? Once I know this Rambam and that Rambam, I shouldn't think there's a connection? I'm asking you, what do you think? No connection? Now I'll show you another one. Everybody knows Hilchos Stam, right? What's Hilchos Stam? Sefer Teret Tefillah Mezuzah. That's how Rush brings in. And why do we call it Stam? And there are countless halachas in the Rambam of Stam, where he says, "En Kaisin Sefer Teret Tefillah Mezuzah in the Yar Kosher, En Kaisin, unless Bidyoy, etc., etc." And you know what the halachas are in? In the Yad, Hilchos Tefillin, Mezuzah, Sefer Torah. Manushach. If you're going me Chomer al Kal, so stick to Stam. If you're going me Kal al Chomer, stick to Mezuzah, Tefillin, and Sefer Torah. What's the epis Tefillin, Mezuzah, Sefer Torah? Is there a suffix that the Rambam has to have a reason? So you're going to answer to me, which is not a bad possibility, but I don't think it's true. He's going for the Pesukim of the Torah. Because the Parshas of the Torah, it happens to be that Tefillin is before Mezuzah, and Mezuzah before Torah. Right? But the Rambam himself, Rav Magi talks about this in Hilchos Sefer Zmanim, starts with Shabbos. He says, because in the Pasuk, Shabbos is the Ereshteh. But after that, he goes to Yom Kippur, because Yom Kippur is the most daimed to Shabbos. If he's going by the Seder Hapsukim, Yom Kippur is Pesach is next. So the Rambam didn't follow Seder Hapsukim. For Voseb is Da, the Rambam goes, the Afghan makes the Seder Fakert. So to tell me, if he always went by the Pesukim, then I have no kasha. But he doesn't go by the Pesukim. To say over here he went by the Pesukim, there he doesn't go by the Pesukim. Does that sound right?
If it's the order of the day. They used to put on the in the house.
But that would be in the tour who's interested in telling you how to live. Not saying the Rambam is telling you mitzvahs. Right? Which we know is a whole different approach. It's an interesting study itself to see how the in Chayshin Shemesh, everything's backwards and forwards in the Rambam and Torah. The Torah is telling you how Hanhagas Achaim. He starts off with how to get up in the morning. The Rambam starts off with believing in Hashem. He's talking about mitzvahs. He's talking about how to live. In Hagdama, the Rambam says like this. Sefer Sheni, I just read you the Hagdama from Sefer Chamishi. Now Sefer Sheni. Echlo boy ha mitzvahs chain to diros. You think mitzvahs of Ava are mitzvahs because those are Avadika mitzvahs? They're not Avadika mitzvahs. You know why they're Avadika mitzvahs? Shinstavinu behen kadei lev samakam ul zichrei tamid. Whatever you do all the time, it's medius, that brings Ava. Kigan kriyeshma tefillah v'tefillin u'brachas. And every one of the halachas he talks about medius. And he bavar into mila b'chalal. Even though, if you take a look in Mer Nevuchim and Perek Lamed Tes Chelek Gimel, he writes what he's going to write the Yudalos for him, and he put mila in Noshim to mean for Taibas Hamishkol. He switched around his thinking from what he wrote the Meira to what he did in the Yad, which is an interesting study in itself. And then he bavar into how come mila is there? I only do it once. He starts to think more. So, if you take a look, this doesn't happen all the time, but here it does happen. And the last halacha of Hilchos Tshuva, which is the tie-in to the next halacha of Hilchos Krishma, He talks about Timidius. Right? He talks about Timidius. What's the next halachas? Sefer Ava, which is what Timidius? What's the Rambam's pasuk? Which we know from all the Kisvei Yad is picked by the Rambam. What's his pasuk for Sefer Ava? Ma hafti serasecha. Torah is already in Sefer Amada. Why did he pick that pasuk? Kol hayayim, isichasi. To show you the theme of Ava is Timidius. Right? Hilchas Brachas, Harbi Tiknu Chacham, this is Abayri Tamid. By Sefer Torah, he talks about Timidius. By throughout the what's called, my mezuzah, he says, whenever you pass by the house, the door, you will remember. The theme of Timidius is throughout the whole thing. And Haligabru, this is not mine. I have an editor who's a Eli Otzim, who was Oymed a Meshunadik thing, that in the all Yudal Sfarim of the Rambam have essays and leisases in them. From Hamada till the end. Except for Sefer Ava. Only Mrs. Essay. Ramban, this week's Parsha. Because Ava is essay. By Ava, there's no leisases. So it's Mechuvin that he put that in. Now that we see, you said yesterday in davening, V'yochanam amyachlim shemoy, erev avoyker b'chol yoyim tamid, pamayim b'ava shmayim. That's what Rambam teaches us. V'usidot, t'midiyus is the Ava. Kem chayin v'er chemeinu, v'hem nege yom v'loylo. What's the response? V'avos chal tosim emenu l'olomim. In Pulus HaMitzvah, tefillin is the other tug. In, you can pass by a door 100 times and be zeicher, but that's not the mitzvah of mezuzah. The mitzvah of gvias mezuzah is avestish tal on the mezuzah. That's the ikar mitzvah. Tefillin is mer rogil, mer tmedius v mezuzah. Mezuzah is mer tmedius, then sefer Torah, right? And Memela, that's why the Rambam picked the Seder, because we bowled his whole Mahalach is to tell me Seder Advarim, right? Of Timidius, Memela, the Rambam Bedafka picked Tefillin first, because that's the most Timidius of those three mitzvahs. Is there something that's not, I mean, now maybe if that's not Pshat, there's got to be another Pshat. But to say that it's just because of the Psukim, it's rare to me to say, because what's called, once you see that the Rambam's theme, right? A younger man just came up with me. I get calls from people around the marriage, so from every with the shyness. A younger man just called me up and asked me a kasha. A younger man from the Kaila by us asked me a kasha, and I can't find the teretz to this. And I have no suffix that there's a mechuvin. A Rambam that I've read 100 times. Vayishen Shemocha Yovim Gozu Gzeris, right? It said, Ritzorvus, Rem Yisrael, Ma'oid, Rem Neib Lachas, Rem Lachat Skodol, Atchirichem Aleim, Elekei Aviseinu. You know how many Elekei Aviseinus there are in the Rambam? This is the only one. There's Elekeinu, Elekei Aviseinu, by Yalav Yovai, by all the brachas. There's no Elekei Aviseinu in the entire Yad, except for here. So the theory is, I'm not sure if this pshat, is that by Megillah, Klal Yisrael did tshuva. Here, we don't know that anybody did tshuva. It doesn't say just Eibeshad Rachmanis. But there must be some schus ovis involved that he calls Elkei Aviseinu. I haven't found the mucker yet for it. But there, if there's no other Elkei Aviseinu in the whole Rambam, Ali Dover, who isn't that something? One of the things that is printed, that got me started on this, if you have a Sefer Yeshua, the Navi, I'll show you something. Mishnah Dick. At the end of Hilchas Tshuva and Perek Yud, you're allowed to have Perek Shabbat and Akhailo too. Listen to this Rambam. Koho Isaac and Perek Yud Halacha Hey. But Perek Nail Kabbos Chark, they shall like Yea Odo Peronius, Hazo Isma Shalashma. Why do you do it? Ahavas Adoin Kol Haaretz. What's Adoin Kol Haaretz? What does this flowery lashon from come from? Right? Shetziva Bahari Zah Isaac Lishma. What's Adoin Kol Haaretz? If you learn Torah Lishma, that's Avas Adoin Kol Haaretz. Okay? Where did this come from? Shteit HaPasik. In Kapitel Gimel, Pasik Yedalev. In the Aaron Habris. Who the Torah licked. Where the Stachab Reis of Rama. To be Dovak in the Torah, the Rama says, that's Torah Lishma. Aaron Habris, Adoin Kol Haaretz. Ayver Lefonov. Adoin Kol Haaretz is the Shem. You have no pshat in the Pasik. I will argue on that, not for now. Ayver Lefnechem. Pasik Yud Gimel. Vayikaneh Kapas Ragli Akhenim. Noisi Aaron Hashem. Adoin Kol Haaretz. The Oren, who the Torah is the symbol of Adoin Kol Haaretz. There's one other Adoin Kol Haaretz in the whole Rambam, besides this one in Hilchos Tshuva. Rambam writes in Perek Aleph Halacha Hey of Hilchos Yesedi HaTorah. Zok the Rambam, Hamatzvi Hazeh, the Eibishter. Who Elokei Ha'olam? You know how many Elokei Ha'olams are on the Rambam? One. Every Elokei is Yisrael. Because Tshuva is by Yidden, Rib is by Yidden. But here, Hamatzi Hazeh, this Rebbeinu Shel Olam is the Elokei Ha'olam. So there he doesn't say Elokei Yisrael. Right? Elokei Ha'olam. Adoin Kol Ha'aretz. Bala Stakobraisa Bar Alma, right? And that comes from the Kayach of Adain Kol Haaretz, which is from the Torah, is the only other place the Ram uses the Lashon of Adain Kol Haaretz and the whole Yad. Right? Every other place doesn't say Adain Kol Haaretz. Every Shem Hashem in the Rambam is Mechuvim. In Perak Aleph of Aveda Zorah, in the long Arichas that the Rambam has, talking about Avraham Avinu. Avraham Avinu is mentioned five times in the parak. Three times with Avinu, twice with that. Each one's mechuvim. Kimat shoso ha'ikir sheshoso Avraham. It was almost forgotten what Avraham Avinu taught us. Not going to call him Avinu until we became Rabbi Avodah Zarah. Ben Avraham Shani Hikar Avraham is Bairai. He wasn't yet an Av. Amudish Oilam Hu Avram Avinu, there it's Avinu. Right? And each one is Mechuvim. And then at the end he says, and then the Ma'avis Hashem 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 Shvuel Avram Avinu. That's Avastik. Whenever he says Avinu, it is. There's one Yitzchak Avinu in the whole Yad. Only one. And Hilchus Beis HaBchira, the Ram says, Makam HaMizbeach Mechuvim Mechuvim Yeser, Shom Nekad Yitzchak Avinu. But here's a Pella, and we will stop with this, at Ur Mastav Mincha, myself included. The Rambam says, Yitzchak Hedil Yankiv, but he doesn't call him Yitzchak Avinu. Yaakov Avinu Lomad Banav Kulam. Yaakov Avinu's Mida was Torah. So for him, it's Avinu. Yitzchak's was not. He calls him Yitzchak without Avinu. Each one's Mechuvim. Am I correct that there's word to be more than that in Rambam than you thought? Huh?
Let me say by Gairim, that it's not a mitzvah in Yisrael. So Yisrael B is a din.
It's not a mitzvah, it's a din.
Din. But the din is on Yisrael. The din is on Goyen. So Yisrael B is a din on Yisrael.
Right.
So it's Bechalal, the Yad is for Yisrael. So the Rambam was Koilo, Gairim, right. It's not a din Yisrael in the din Yisrael, which is Yisrael B. Hashem can shift him, although the halakha is a
Kabi Yisrael.
Doesn't negate Yisrael.
It's negate for us to know what it is, though.
Fine, but that's an Yisrael B now, because that's a high.
That could be. But you're masking that the cash is the cash.
Yeah, I'm just saying. Yeah. Trying to give a title.
Yeah, that could be. Enchami could be saying.
This is the Rambam mishes together. Yeah. I mean, Zeru Vaveda, and Akhenu Vaveda.
Yeah.
So the mission of Havdami writes that even when Rambam brings Aveda.
I have to inscribe. I really want Chil Gal to inscribe, but I can inscribe this one also. Okay. Masking? Which one? The oven. Yeah, so it's the same. So but is it a deer?
Very good. So the Magen Mishnah, the reason why the Rambam says things are Aveda is because it's Gamzu Haknam Mirshus L'Rishus. I'm Havar Mirshus L'Rishus.
And your name is not?
No, but the fact that the Rambam brings Zeluv Aveda together, it's more of a koyach to say that Aveda is just like a Zela is Mitz Mirshus L'Rishus. So to Aveda, you never would think it is Gufa.
And Geneva is not Mitz Mirshus L'Rishus?
No, I'm not saying he's not. I'm saying it's Pashamu Me'elov that it is. The Rambam should say more of a Chiddush in Aveda. The Aveda is more Doyma to Zela. It's not more Doyma,
so
but
that makes it
Zela,
more
Chomish.
That makes it more Doyma to Zela than Geneva?
It sometimes has to be like Zeluv Mazed.
I'm not sure if that's enough of an answer.
It's not really thinking one or the other. Saying the Rambam's Ikur Chiddush is a Chiddush in Aveda, not a Chiddush in Zela versus Geneva. The Chiddush is that Zela, which is the Hechtes, is Doyma to Aveda, and that's the Magmishal. The Magmishal says that's why the Rambam brings it down. Because Aveda is a Hamakom, Rishus Rishus. From Rishus Ha'olam, Rishus Ha'Hefker, Rishus Prati.
But he wouldn't put all three together.
No, we wouldn't put three because...
Why not?
Does he bring any Mishnah, any Perek in the Av with
three things?
That's the style of the Rambam. He brings out two demons. So he's going to bring the Hechtes Darga of Zela.
Yeah.
He's going to bring the
Aveda.
But it's all stamped from one Zah, which is Aveda, which is a stamp.